There's a famous Gemara that comes up on today's daf. In discussing the halachas of tumas oil, the pasuk says, Adam ki yomis ba'oil. The Gemara says cryptically, Atam kriyim Adam, you, Klal Yisrael, are called Adam, ve'ein umas o'oilam kriyim Adam. But all the other nations of the world are not called Adam. So how do we understand this Gemara? Is the Gemara implying that only Jews are considered human and non-Jews are not considered human? That cannot be the meaning of the Gemara. So in Russia in 1913, in what was known at the time as the trial of the century, a young obscure Russian Jew by the name of Mendel Baylis was accused of murdering a Christian child to use his blood for Pesach. Baylis spent over 2 years in a filthy, freezing prison cell while the government took its time building a case against him. The chief rabbi of Russia, Rabbi Yaakov Mazza, was tapped to defend Mendel Baylis from certain execution. While awaiting trial, Rabbi Yaakov Mazza received a letter from Rabbi Meir Shapiro, the revered Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. In it, he wrote, "During the trial, the prosecutors will certainly bring up this Gemara, Ve'ein umas ha'olam kriyim Adam. We as Jews don't value humanity. And since Jews don't view non-Jews as human, that's why we have no issues murdering innocent goyim." He wrote, "Explain to them that this is a misnomer. This is not what the Gemara is implying. There are several synonyms in Hebrew to describe a human being. Adam, Ish, Gever, Enosh. They all connote man, a person. But there's a huge difference between Adam and the others. Adam is unique in that it's the only one that has no plural form. The plural of Enosh is Anoshim. Nefesh is Nefashas. But the plural of Adam is still Adam. Lots of people are still called Adam, not Adamim. And therein lies the difference between the Jewish people and all the other nations of the world. Atem kriyim Adam. Only Jews are considered Adam, the singular form of the word man, an indication of the extreme solidarity of the Jewish people. For us, when one Jew is hurting, all of the Jewish people are hurting. We all feel his pain. When one person's child is missing, he is everyone's child. When one Jew is in trouble, the entire Jewish world stands at his side like one man. When one person is not well, we are all hurting. Not so the other people of the world. They may very well be considered Anashim or Gavarim, the plural form of the word man. But they can never be considered Adam, a nation that stands together as a single man. Adam only fits the Jewish people." Rabbi Meir Shapiro wrote, "When Mendel Baylis, an anonymous Jew sitting in prison at the other end of the world, is put on trial, the entire Jewish world stands united at his side. Can the Italians make that claim? Can the Germans make that claim? Atem kriyim Adam. Only Jews are considered one single entity. No other nation in the world can make this claim. When one person suffers, we all suffer. We are like one body. It's just like when your foot hurts, the rest of your body is also in pain. We are all in this together." We say in the Mincha Shmoyne Esrei of Shabbos, "Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad. You Hashem are one and your name is one. Imi ka'amcha Yisrael. And who is like your nation? Goy Echad, a united people. One man's pain is everyone's pain. One man's joy is every man's joy. It doesn't matter their background, their culture, or even their level of observance. We are all Echad, one nation. We are Adam, one people. We are currently in the period of mourning for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who were struck down in a pandemic that occurred during this time of year." Chazal say, "Shnaim Aser Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoyla L'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of Talmidim. V'kula Meisu Beperek Echad Mipnei Shlo Nahagu Kavet Zelezeh. They all died in this very short period because they didn't respect one another." The Mefarshim ask, "Why does the Gemara use the expression 12,000 peers of students rather than 24,000 students? But perhaps the Gemara is implying, Shnaim Aser Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoyelo L'Rabbi Akiva. They began as peers. They started off as friendly chavrusas. But after a while, they weren't acting like peers anymore. They weren't kind and gracious to each other. But rather, they viewed themselves as adversaries and competitors and rivals. The trademark of a Jew is being empathetic and feeling another person's pain. and supporting them in their time of need. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.